Welcome to the Creating Your Life podcast. This is day 15, Reality Thermostat, part 2. Your reality thermostat, or your comfort zone, does not apply just to your self-image. It also applies with the world, where you feel comfortable. There are certain kinds of environments where you feel comfortable, other kinds of environments where you feel uncomfortable. So, for example, if you're a middle-class or upper-class person who's driving around town and you accidentally get off at the wrong exit and you suddenly find yourself in a very poverty-stricken town, especially if people look different from you, a different color, a different race, you're going to suddenly feel very uncomfortable and you're going to do everything you can to get out of that uncomfortable place. This can also be true of somebody who's raised in a very poor part of town or a very rundown area, and they happen to find themselves in an upper-class Beverly Hills type of area. They will also feel very uncomfortable and do what they can to get back to what they're used to, what they know, what they're comfortable with. I have a picture of my home, and one day I came home, and there was this big hole in the wall in the hallway. And it's like, what's that? How did that get there? I was not comfortable with that hole. It didn't match my picture. My wife explained that some movers who were moving in a new bed had created the hole and that they would fix it. But while I was looking at it, it was awful. It was good to know that it was going to be corrected on its own. Because one of the problems we find is that if we don't take action to correct something, our mind will start bringing it within the comfort zone. So now when I look around my house, I'll sometimes notice that, oh yeah, there's that ripped screen I never got fixed, or there's that part of the carpet that never got fully installed correctly. Things that now I'm used to, so they don't really bother me. They're in my comfort zone because one of the things that the adaptive unconscious does is it co-opts reality, so that is, if I see it enough, if it's repeated enough, it becomes part of my stored picture. This is one way that comfort zones get expanded, not always in the right direction. You also may have noticed how it is with some people who are poor and then they suddenly win the lottery. What happens? They buy a home, they start spending the money, and in some cases when it's a lump sum, they suddenly run through the money and they're poor again. Part of that is because sometimes people are uncomfortable with wealth. They don't know what to do with it. They do know that if they have money, they can spend money. But if they have not disciplined themselves or held the picture of what it is like to have lots of money, sometimes they just go through it and they end up back where they were. This is also why a lot of cities have a Chinatown or a Little Italy or some other kind of representation of where people come from. They're trying to recreate their home, what they're used to. So when Norwegians came to the U.S., they didn't settle in the southern states. They settled in Minnesota, which is a lot like Norway in terms of weather and what it looked like. It was what they were comfortable with. Sometimes it's easier to create where you were rather than to adapt and change to what's different or what's new. And since your mind will co-opt things as they change, this explains why a person can live with 100 cats in the home, cats that pee everywhere and the smell gets really bad, but they adapt to it, they get used to it, and so their mind starts screening it out if they don't see it as a problem. And somebody visiting is horrified and startled, and how can you live in this kind of environment? Well, the person is used to it. Their mind has adapted. It's become part of their comfort zone. This also helps explain why some people can be adapted to very abusive conditions, or if they're raised in an environment that's just really challenging, it's normal for them. But for somebody visiting, they can't understand, how can you live here? How can you do that? How can you put up with things? It's their comfort zone. This is also why parents with children can be comfortable with a quite different kind of home environment than people without children. Sometimes somebody without children will visit parents and go, how can you put up with this chaos, this mess, the way things are? How can you do this with your children? Well, that's what kids can drive parents to. Sometimes parents get exhausted and they adapt to a new reality, how kids live in the world. It's their comfort zone. And it's perfectly appropriate. People without children are the ones that really should adapt to these new conditions, because there's a different kind of world with children that parents discover, and it's a valuable world, but they have to adapt to it so that the children are raised in a healthy and playful environment. That's it for now. I'll be back tomorrow with your next reminder.